This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli strikes in southern and central Gaza intensified on Wednesday despite a pledge by Israel it would pull out some troops and shift to more targeted campaigns and pleading from its ally Washington to reduce civilian casualties. But the fighting appears to be as intense as ever, especially in the southern and central areas where Israeli forces launched ground advances last month. Turkish authorities recently raided dozens of homes targeting alleged spy rings run by Israel's Mossad intelligence service after Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warned of serious consequences should Israel try to hunt down members of the U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas in Turkey. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
As the war in Gaza continues, experts say Ankara is determined to prevent the conflict from coming to Turkey. Turkey has witnessed terror attacks and assassinations in the past, dealing a heavy blow to tourism and the wider economy. Observers say Ankara is determined that the Middle East war won't come to the streets of Turkey. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
U.S. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby said at the White House briefing on Wednesday the attacks by Yemen-based Houthi militants in the Red Sea are unlawful and escalatory.
Despite what the Houthis may say, they are threatening and targeting commercial vessels with ties to countries all over the world, many of which have no connection to Israel whatsoever.
U.S. and British naval forces shot down 21 drones and missiles fired by Yemen-based Houthis on Tuesday towards the southern Red Sea, the United States said, with Britain hinting at further measures to protect international ships.